Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we're going to talk about podcast marketing using mobile wallet passes. We usually start the show with a real quick introduction, primer, whatever you want to call it, about mobile wallet passes, since we know there are listeners who don't really understand or maybe haven't even heard of mobile wallet passes. So I'm going to throw that one over to you, Hazel.
Well, a mobile wallet pass can be found in your Apple Wallet. An Apple Wallet is a native app, and it's installed on every iPhone.
So that's like millions and millions of iPhones.
That's right. These passes can be used for coupons, discounts, can be used for subscriptions to podcasts.
Absolutely. They can be used to promote anything that you want to engage and communicate with customers or prospective customers. There are a couple of different kinds of popular passes. One is a coupon, one is an event ticket, one is just a general pass. And pretty much all of these passes, they sit in your Apple Wallet. And we should say, if you're an Android user, you can still get the wallet experience, but you do have to have a third-party app that you install from the Google Play Store. And if you are an Android user and you attempt to install one of the demo passes, it will lead you to the appropriate app to be able to load those up and get full functionality. Anyway, back to what the passes actually do.
Well, the passes, there's a front and a back of the pass. The front of the pass have a simple graphic with a company logo, your title, and perhaps even a headline. Like, you don't want to keep it too long.
So let me ask you, Hayes, do you think that using a headshot in lieu of a fancy graphic works if you're an individual doing a podcast?
Absolutely. Think of it as a business card.
Perfect. Okay. So with these passes, what happens? What's on the back of the pass? Is that's where the real magic is?
Yes, it is. That's the fun place to be. There's listen links to iTunes, to Stitcher, to Spreaker.
Tune in, whoever you're doing.
Absolutely. And it's one tap and you're directly listening to the podcast.
So iTunes just opens up right on your podcast with either the latest episode if you use an ITMS link, or with just your overall if you use the HTTPS link. Is that right?
That's right.
Super. And so the Stitcher app opens up directly. Spreaker goes to the RSS and opens it up in Apple News. So pretty much any podcast player that Apple can recognize as a URL link from the back of your pass will automatically go and offer users the ability to subscribe to your podcast directly from the app, to listen to your episodes. It's a really great way to increase listenership, especially if you are one of the people who does a regularly updated podcast.
Yes, you can automatically push out your next episode of when and where it's going to happen right to the pass.
You do. You push it to the pass, and you can also push it as a lock screen notification. So
Right. What
that means is it's that unobtrusive little lock screen notification. Your icon comes up on the lock screen and a little bit of updated, check it out, and users can unlock their phones, see the rest of it, do all the live links. They can't get to the live links without unlocking the phone, but they can see the back of the pass without the phone being unlocked. So if I am a podcast creator, like we are, there are essentially two different types of podcasts. One is a podcast like this one, where we market our business and we give you informative ideas about how to use our product to grow your business. So that would be option number one. Option number two would be something like, I'm going to use This American Life as an example, because everybody knows This American Life. They also created Serial. And if you haven't been living under a rock, you know that that's the most popular podcast of all time.
Yes.
And so Ira Glass, who is the show host and the creator of This American Life, he was interviewed at South by Southwest last week. And one thing that I took away from his comments was that the advertising that they sell on the podcast episodes actually generates more revenue for them than the advertising they sell on the radio show at this point. So regardless of whether you're marketing with your podcast or you're marketing your podcast, either one of these things are absolutely great qualifiers for mobile wallet marketing. How would you go about setting up your campaign? Let's just talk about how we've done our campaign.
Yes, that's...
Front of the page is just a really simple logo graphic. Back has the links. We have our iTunes link.
Yes.
Spreaker, Stitcher. We are also looking at this as a way to educate and inform our user base, not just to push, come and listen to our podcast. And this works both ways, I think. Whether you're marketing your podcast or whether you're in the podcast broadcasting business, what you do with those links on the back, that's really kind of critical. If I had, let's say I was This American Life, and I had some sponsors, and they were good sponsors, I might want to give them a value add by including a link to a sponsor landing page or a sponsor website or a sponsor event, something like that, on the back of my pass. And it's a great value add. It's additional advertising, additional promo opportunities.
Right. You're giving another opportunity for the sponsor to be seen by a targeted audience.
Right. And the targeted audience is your audience. These are people that are already listening to your podcast. If I were using my podcast to market my product like we do, we have links on the back to new blog posts. We have obviously links to new podcast episodes. We have links to our buy page or our landing page or our top of the funnel pages. And we change those out. We create special landing pages just for our mobile wallet traffic off of our podcasts. So we can actually monitor which podcast this person came from, what was the topic, what are they looking for. A lot of times we'll match up the landing pages to go with the podcast itself. So if we sit here and we talk about podcasting as our topic, the links that we will put on this week's podcast update will go to our blog entries or our podcast marketing product page. And there's a lot of thinking outside the box that can be done. Another company that has recently added a podcast is Modern Love, which is the New York Times has had this long-running essay series where readers submit essays and the Times picks through them and decides which ones to publish. And as of January, they've also started having celebrities read the essays and creating the podcast episodes. Now, they're using mobile wallet marketing as one of their marketing methods, marketing mechanisms to get more subscribers and more listeners. I noticed that they have been steadily rising in the rankings the last couple of weeks since they've started doing this.
On iTunes.
But I think that perhaps they are failing to demonstrate the flexibility of the medium. What do you think?
I think so. On the back of the pass of Modern Love, there are links to listen, and it just doesn't seem like there's enough call to action links there. One thing they could do is to have a link that goes directly to the submissions page, so their viewers could submit their essay.
Right, because that's the whole point with Modern Love, is if they don't get reader submitted essays, then they don't have new content. And I totally agree. I don't understand why they're not doing that. One thing that I also noticed, and perhaps they will be making some changes, is they don't have the auto update enabled. So I have to physically go and update their pass in my iPhone every week to see what their new episode is. I don't understand that one. I just can't imagine why they aren't auto updating.
No, I don't know why.
Pushing it out to the lock screens. You know, they have a great program going there, and they have such good podcasts, and the essays are such top quality. I think that they could have stretched it a little bit more. They don't even have an actual link to their website, to the Modern Love column, on the back of the pass the last time I looked.
And the last time I looked, my pass said it was expired.
So we're not here to complain about the Modern Love implementation of this. We're simply saying that I know a lot of people have seen this because it has been all over the press releases, all over the news. The company that they worked with to do it has put out several press releases about it. And if I were to go and look at that, and I didn't realize that there were a few more things that could be done or a few more ways that I could monetize those eyeballs, I would probably look at it and not be all that excited. And quite frankly, we are nothing if not excited about the whole idea.
Yes, we are.
Seriously, if you do video, say that you're doing a video podcast or a vlog or vlog, is that what you call it?
It is.
Or you do, you know, webinars, whatever it is that you're doing as a marketing tool that is something that is at least semi-regularly updated, you should be pushing that with a mobile wallet pass. We can launch your YouTube video channel straight from the back of your pass with one tap. We can launch your iTunes right on your podcast straight from the back with one tap. I mean, this is something that you have to take advantage of it.
Yes, you do.
And if you're not taking advantage of it, why are you not taking advantage of it? I think the latest data, which our data certainly supports this, about 90% of installed passes stay installed.
90%. Now you have to remember, when you install these passes, to give clear instructions on to make sure that they know they're opening Apple Wallet.
Oh yeah, because basically when you are promoting your pass installs, which is literally, it's like a side-by-side thing with your mailing list or your social media follows. It's all interactive. I can launch Facebook on my iPhone by tapping a social media link on the back of a pass. I can launch Twitter. I can launch LinkedIn. I can launch Pinterest. You can go straight into it from those active links. I can also use those social medias to get people to install passes. But one problem that seems to occur, and we saw this recently with one of our clients, is their social media guy was tweeting out the link to the pass installs. And if I'm looking at Twitter and I'm on my iPhone and I click the link and Apple Wallet opens up with no warning, that would scare me. I would think that somebody was trying to steal my Apple Wallet or Apple Pay or whatever was in there.
Right.
So, you know, we were like, oh, you can't do this. So we built a page that is a landing page that has a picture of the pass on an iPhone, and it has really clear directions. Two possible ways to do this. Number one is click the link that we've been talking about. Number two is the QR codes.
Yes, and to get a QR code, you open Apple Wallet, you click scan, you hold your phone right up to the QR code, and boom, it adds it.
Adds it right then. Yeah, and you can do this from a screen. Like, I can do it from my friend's iPhone. I can scan their iPhone. I can scan the computer screen. I could scan some signage at a booth or something like that.
Yeah.
The other really cool thing, a lot of people that are doing podcasts are also people that do some sort of live event circuit, whether they're coaches or speakers or business promoters. They go to a trade show, they go to a conference.
Right.
How can you make the pass do double duty in that situation?
Well, the pass can be used to let people know when you're speaking at a trade show, or even to let them know where you're located in the venue.
How does the location work?
It's all using geolocation. So you put in your GPS coordinates, let you put in your message, and let you know when someone comes, it'll ping right on the phone.
So if I were going to be speaking at 1 o'clock on the main stage at PubCon or somewhere like that, I would set up a geo at the entrance to the building, and a geo is a geolocation. Think of this as casting a wide area net. It's something that uses the GPS coordinates or a map address in the phone to trigger a message to the lock screen. So probably what I would do is I would put one in the parking lot, and I would put one at the entrance to the building, and I would put probably one more at the big entrance into the show hall itself. And I would have it pop up and say, oh, don't forget that I'm going to be on stage number one at 1 o'clock. Make sure you stop by and see me. Then I would also use iBeacons, which, if you're not familiar with iBeacons, they're these little radio transmitters, you know, they're like an inch square, little boxes, no big deal. You can put them in your pocket, put them under your booth table, you could stick them on the wall, do whatever you want to with them. It doesn't really matter. That is more of a narrow band broadcast with a range of like 100 yards, and the geos have a range of about 500 yards.
Right.
So I would set up a message at the venue entrance, and then I would set up another message on my iBeacon that said, I'll be speaking at 1 o'clock.
At this room.
At this stage, at this room. But let's say they changed my time or they changed my location.
You can automatically update what your new time is and the new location.
Set in your new time, set in your new location, broadcast the message, all the passes, now get the new message, and everybody knows where you've gone to.
And remember, it's an unobtrusive on the lock screen. They're going to see it.
They're going to see it, but you know, it's not going to interfere with anything. 2 minutes and they don't answer it, it just disappears. So using mobile wallets to extend the reach of your podcast it's a really easy thing to do. There is no magic in it. You still have to work to get people to put the passes in their phones, just like you have to work to get their email address or to get them to follow you on Twitter or to sign up for your fan page on Facebook or your group on Facebook. There's still that work that has to be done. You know, there's a lot of magic in the passes, but they simply do not jump onto people's phones without some help. And Apple controls the privacy features here. So you know, especially with recent events, that Apple is looking out for the consumers, and everything is absolutely as it should be with these.
That's right. That's right.
So I think that's pretty much it for this episode. If you've got questions or concerns or want a bigger demo than we have available on the website, you can email us info@dominoresearch. You can go fill out the contact page form on the dominoresearch.com website. The mobile wallet platform URL is mobilewalletmarketer.com.
Great, and we'll see everyone later.
Super. Have a great week.